Blog Talk Radio.
Shawty said she ain't a non-believer, said she belong to Jesus. Homie said he don't want gonorrhea, he don't wear condoms either. Shawty be creeping around and believe up and down, cause Sunday she good. Homie be passing the church, so the pastor he working will come and be good. Yeah, ooh. No green, no check.
Amen.
Big guns, no jacks. One of you niggas stay back. Feral clan, we packed. Woke up the campus and took them to school. Promised them we was gon' eat if we walked out the store with a handful of cookies. It's cool. You don't understand what they pushed me to do. I'm talking Scooby, and we riding around in that mystery van. Me and my partners cruising, and I ain't got time to relax, I'm on go. Lit like a candle, no wax on the floor. My life is really Alaska, so cold. Don't have on no coat, my back on the ropes. I put a hit out on Dracula's throat. He don't want beef with the Kratos. I told my Pharaoh that we do not ask for no more. Them niggas feeding us bagels and these niggas plotting. But I am the man with the plan, boy. I manage to manage your clan. Ain't no phantom command. But we stood up before with no help and we'll manage to stand up again. Pharaoh, I'm just trying to reach out. Do you mean harm when you walk by and do not speak now? Ain't trying to step on no toes, but they store they feet out. How can I tell them that I'm trying to set them free now? Meanwhile, Shawty said she ain't a non-believer, said she belong to Jesus. Homie said he don't want gonorrhea, he don't wear condoms either. Shawty be creeping around and believe up and down, and come Sunday she good. Homie be passing the church, so the pastor he working will come if he could. Yeah, ooh.
Amen.
Yeah, ooh.
I mean, amen.
Hey. Yeah, ooh.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, ooh.
Amen. Amen.
Hey, yo. Hey, shout out to Pharaohs Worldwide, man. Shout out to 1K, man. CBK, Shelling Gang.
We got a problem.
Yo.
Let's go. Bullets on top of the ocean. I go to war by my partner. Flame it up like Waka Flocka. They gon' clip a block.
No duet, and they leave you at. Hope you niggas ain't forget. Pharaoh clan ain't finished yet. I got them baddies. I'm the master, you the pet. I'm the baddest, you regret. Run in your mouth. I put my feet to your teeth. 4GOD, I got leash. Pharaoh clan don't come in peace. Leave a fandom on the street. Hey, but don't try to push if I don't talk to feds. I don't got no cover for the walking dead. I'm surprised your world ain't in the coffin yet.
All I see is dead.
Bullets on top of the ocean. I go to war by my partner. Flame it up like Waka Flocka. They gon' click a block.
Our friends and our enemies. Everybody is here. As many of you know, last March, When it was announced that I was no longer in the Black Muslim movement, it was pointed out that it was my intention to work among the 22 million non-Muslim Afro-Americans and to try and form some type of organization or create a situation where the young people, our young people, the students and others, could study the problems of our people for a period of time and then come up with a new analysis and give us some new ideas and some new suggestions as to how to approach a problem that too many other people have been playing around with for too long. And that we would have some kind of meeting and determine at a later date whether to form a Black Nationalist Party or a Black Nationalist Army.
All I see is dead people.
I made out with Fade up in the cemetery. All these niggas laid up in the cemetery. Zombies never wake up in the cemetery. I lay a rose down for Ghost Town. I ain't a gangster.
No.
Do not try to approach me. I keep a light on me close. Too many biters to go in your nosy. Do not try to be nosy. If you're not right, then it's over. This is your life that I'm holding. The coast on the road with 7-4. No, the road will never blow. On my own, but not alone. No one wanna got us home. So I'm gonna fight, I'm gone. I'ma be back with a match. This ain't just a passion to rap. No, look at the noose on the tree. Look at them shoes on your feet. I know I bled on your tears. I know who Governor Sims. Check out them ghosts on the hill. Check out the ropes on your deal. This ain't no host, I'm for real. If they watch your home, it was killed. I made out with stayed up in the cemetery. All these niggas laid up in the cemetery. Zombies never wake up in the cemetery. I lay a rose down for Ghost Town. I ain't a gangster, but please not try to approach me. I keep a light on me closely. Too many fighters to go when you lose. You please not try to be nosy. If you're not right, then it's over. This is your life that I'm holding. You in Ghost Town. I don't got no love for no succubus. I cannot roll with no buster, cause I ain't a ghost, but I still do not trust you, cause you might mistake us for phantoms and busted us. I keep that hand on that double cup. Check out that water, then stuff it up. They pull up busting no guns, and you busting around, but them deities hop out the other truck. Suckered around, and you suckers start looking for a way about it. Too much of us ready to die, and we don't even buckle up. Better catch up to this soul that we busted up. Ain't no suckers in my clan. I go Uncle Ruckus with the pen. Rewriting his story, like how you gonna tell me the truth on another nigga's land? What them niggas saying? I made out with Fade up in the cemetery. All these niggas laid up in the cemetery. Zombies never wake up in the cemetery. I lay a rose down for Ghost Town. I ain't a gangster, but please do not try to approach me. I keep a light on me close. Too many fighters to go in your nose. Please do not try to be nosy. If you're not right, then it's over.
Because I will ride that energy. I will ride that straight through the whole show. And I did say it was Freeway Friday. So Let me now snatch your whole energy into a totally different zone real quick, like that bipolar shit. Watch this, though. Real DNA stuff. I gotta bring it down. I'll be right back. My best to break the cycle of energy, because I don't think that initially it was my own. Welcome to Divine Mothers Radio. You're tuned in live on this Freeway Friday. For those listening in online, 347-850-1049 is the call-in number. For the callers that are on the line, if at any time you want to say something, push 1 on your phone's keypad and I will open up your mic. Jasmine, you with me? I got your mic open.
Thank you.
How are you today? How are you doing?
I'm okay.
Oh, wait. I'm trying to work it all out. I am. It's a different energy day. You know what I mean? Total different energy day. So I wanted to make sure that I kept riding the energy that I've been riding all day, as opposed to the energy that I suddenly picked up. Yeah. You okay? You safe?
I'm doing my best. I'm coughing a little bit, so I'm gonna try to mute my phone when I'm coughing. But I'm doing okay though. Other than that, I'm doing okay. I took my golden seal. That shit. Nasty. But
I know it, right?
Woo.
But it works though. They taught me. They say you're not supposed to take it with sugar. It's like you really can't make it taste better. I don't care what you do. The only way to make it taste better is to not taste it. That's all it is. And it packs such a powerful punch though. That's like the payment for it. It's like, oh, and it stays with you. Oh, I can taste it now and I ain't had any. It's that type of stuff. I know what you mean. Yeah, so I wasn't sure as to what a topic would be for this shadow. I did pay attention to the fact that everybody around me has wonderful things going on in their lives. And those wonderful things are direct results of the work that they're putting in themselves for what's going on in their lives. Everybody does some type of ancestral work or magic. And all of those beings who do those things are receiving. You know what I'm saying? And for those, like a couple people checked in with me, and one in particular that I just keep looking at, it's just like they're not on that wavelength. And, you know, regardless of how many times I attempt to explain it, you know, they just, I don't know. It's like they won't even listen to themselves. So if you're at a point where you won't listen to yourself and you're months down the line, still stuck, you know what I'm saying? And whatever the rut is, it's going to be even more months before you can get out. So I didn't offer any consultation, you know what I'm saying, or advice in that situation. I didn't say anything. I just allowed them to tell me. And then I did share with them, though, that this is a time where you should be receiving. You should be receiving, you know what I'm saying, everything. You know, and that's not the case. So I do pay attention to that. But that was only one being as opposed to the many that are in my life that are receiving. So, you know, I kind of pulled back from everything today. And I kind of just paid attention to things as they were moving. You know, my whole sleep pattern. You know, I used to go to bed at around 4:30 and then pop right back up. I don't know. Even that has changed. Like, I don't even know. It's crazy. I get up sometimes around 10, 11. It's like, and if I have the energy to do anything, I make sure that it's only what I want to do, regardless of how much is pressing around me to do otherwise. And I noticed that about my energy. I was like, I just refuse to do anything except what I want to do. And it doesn't matter what the repercussions are. And there was nothing I could do about it when it got like that. I just acknowledged it when it happened. You know, and it's still a space of receiving. It's just a space of, I think, owning my own energy. You know, because everything, the systematic way of life and everything else will put a lot of demands on your energy. And I was just like, nope, I'm not doing that, not doing any of that, not answering that, not answering any of those. You know, it was just like that all day and just relaxing. You know what I mean? I took in a lot of Ra's energy today. And that's all I wanted to do. You know what I mean? So I'm just grateful that even in my sitting still, I'm receiving the messages about everybody that's close to me and how things are happening in the way that they want it to happen in their life. And I know you're one that's receiving, right? You're on that end.
I say back office. Back office system all day. Don't put me on Front Street. No, y'all didn't hear that radio.
I got you.
From the record.
Ixnay on the Inhibit TA. It's a system. And those who know the system work, the system, I'm telling you, Some people know how to work it. If you even get a chance to know how to work it, it's like, I don't know. All you got to do is change your mind.
Right.
What's happening in the news, though? You know what I mean? I don't know. I've seen a lot of, I try not to even search because they make sure that they only choose the negative stuff to tell you. It's kind of hard to find out, like, other things that are happening. But, you know, I've seen a large number of, like, carjackings, a large number of attacks on women. And they don't care whether the children are in the car with them or not.
Right.
You know, that concerns me that there's a large attack on the children and the women here. That's a concern for me. Like, how far do we have to go in it? You know, I saw a video of a woman who was fighting a guy off. He was trying to take her car, and she had two children in it. You know, but she fought him off, though. But the thing is, goodness gracious, why? Why? And I think that we need to, that's what, the ones who are around that know our work, we need to continue to do our work. Because as long as we continue to do our work, we can benefit and see other beings around us in our lives that are benefiting from us doing our work.
Right.
You know, it's like it's an overflow of beings that don't care. They're not, it's like they don't even have a heart, just a space right there. It's like, at what point do you not, you know what I'm saying, think that maybe this is wrong. Maybe I shouldn't do this.
I don't think,
you know?
Right now, I don't even think they have a conscience, actually. And I'm trying to figure out, where are they activating? Because something is activating within you to say, I need this and I want this now and I'm going to take it by any means necessary. You're using those words in the wrong context right there. You can't say by any means necessary to take somebody's shit. You just can't do that. But I'm not understanding. People are doing that. They're taking things. They're fighting. A lot of killings or whatever. And I saw part of a video. I couldn't even watch all of it. But I believe there were 6 children killed at a backyard party. They were having a backyard barbecue or something. I believe there were 6 kids, or maybe 6 people in general.
6 people.
But they said one, it read across the screen on the video, one person, they counted 50 bullets. Somebody took an AK and a handgun and just went spraying. And one lady lost 2 children. And I can't wrap my mind around that. They're having a barbecue, a family, like a family gathering, a neighborhood gathering or something. And you can't even have your children outside to enjoy something that we used to do back in the day. That's
right.
The
and one of those young ladies was pregnant. She was 8 months pregnant.
Right.
One of those women there. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And if you look, if you pull out, even looking at the horrendous situation for what it is, if you pull out that energy, that motivation that got into those beings, whatever that situation was that allowed that to happen, had to come from somewhere. And it had to come for a reason. You know what I mean? For you to decide that you're going to end it for that many people and the unborn child. You know what I'm saying? That says a lot about that energy. We got to look beyond those people at that point. It's based on the types of crime that allow you to know what types of beings are moving, whether it's a humanoid or, you know, a stupidoid. You know what I'm saying? But some of this work that we're seeing is actually work. Because it takes only a certain type of being to be able to have no care at all for the women and the children like that. This woman was pregnant. And they're doing that. They're shooting them while they're carrying children.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's an assault still on the babies.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want the one that they're expecting to come through to come through. So they're going to, you know what I'm saying, bring this energy out.
They'll
just knock off as many as possible. Whatever's in that bloodline. Whatever's in that DNA, whatever that is, you know, and that's the thing that we who do work can balance it out by doing work to send energy. They're saying, speak about energy projection. You can project energy into any space that you choose to project energy. It doesn't matter how far away it is. So if you know that a town needs healing, You can project healing to a particular town.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And you can bring the life force from the universe into the heart chakras of every being that's in that town and raise their life force. And
mm-hmm.
in doing so, with that energy, will also share in their heart what the spark of the creation of that energy is. So now they're going to be less vibrating on that which existed prior to you doing it, and more vibrating on what it is the reason that you sent that energy to begin with. They don't want you to know that you are more powerful than you think. That we are the answer to our own dilemma.
Right.
You can do
right.
that. You can send energy. Now, with the poisoning of the water, and this is real weird to me, because alchemy
mm-hmm.
is active in my life. And someone had a vision of sorts where it was going to take a multitude of people to pull this thing off. You know what I'm saying? But to
mm-hmm.
cleanse, like, bodies of water would take an amount of people together, collectively working.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas all the bodies of water around us are poison. All the
right.
waters are poison. All of them.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we do? Do we just sit here and point fingers at the ones who are poisoning the water? Or do we get in tune with nature and do our work and help heal the waters? Any of those things will help to slow down what's to come to this place on this current trajectory.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you teach a mass of people, you know what I mean? First, that is what we are supposed to be doing. And then second,
mm-hmm.
how to do it.
Right.
You have to reprogram 400 plus years of the wrong programming in order to allow them to understand that this is one of the things that is meant by ye are gods. You can
sure.
do things to alter things. You know what I'm saying? And at this point, if more of us knew it, then we would see a difference on this whole planet. And it wouldn't happen in a long period of time. It would happen quickly. And there would be
right.
no explanation for it. They would have to, it'll take them time to figure out something to tell everybody about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're moving into a span of time where there may not be a planet for us to be on if we keep moving the way that we're moving. So the way to counteract that is to get busy working.
Okay.
Get busy working. Honor your ancestors. Call on them for what it is you need to be doing right now.
Right.
You
that
know,
is
to
a
help
place
settle
that
things.
People can start. For those that don't know, you can start there. You can start
yeah.
there. Yeah.
It's
there.
Heavy. It's heavy. To whom much is given, though, much is required. So the more that you do learn on this journey, the more is going to be required of you. It's
mm-hmm.
an even exchange, and you can't run from it. There's no running from what you know.
Correct.
The test will keep popping and popping, whether you know it's a test or not.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. That's what I think. I haven't been in the news, though. Has anything great been happening? I know people start talking about Bernie or somebody. It wasn't Bernie Mac, so I don't know what's going on. You know? I don't know what the heck happening. I have to be the first one to tell you. I'm not the news reporter, because I don't know what that is. I have galactical news. I was like, I'm seeing memes. I don't even know this man, so I don't know. So what's happening in the news? Have you heard anything?
I don't know because I have not been in the news. So I'm not sure exactly what's happening. I do know still not any news or any information about the nuclear plant in, what is it? Is it called Indiana Point? Up in
right.
in New York. Nothing has been put across the airwaves about that. I see the news about Flint. Snyder said he was, I guess, he had to answer questions. I'm not sure if it was with Congress or I didn't watch the video, so I don't know. He had to answer some things, but other than That's really not really sure. I did see, however, before I got on the show, there was a pop-up that came up about a popular talk show host. Now he has trumped-up charges. I call them trumped-up. Trumped-up charges for criticizing the government on air.
Oh, that's illegal now, remember? They slid some more stuff in. That's interesting. And they gonna, that just show you how dirty they are. You know,
right.
How dirty they're going to play. And they select certain beings to show what they have already written into law while everybody else was asleep.
Right.
You know, like that Snyder guy in Flint. I remember being on the phone. One of the residents, a sister of mine, called and asked me whether or not I wanted to partake in this call. I was doing my best to get it, like, so I could record it on the show and then play it for everybody. And I wasn't able to set it up. But on this show, a lady was speaking, and I may have spoken about it before. She said she had copper and lead in her water. And that they said that the percentage was 2 parts per billion. And what the man said to her was, Snyder said, well, 2 parts per billion isn't as bad as some of the other people. You know, you're on the lower end. Like, as if that's okay. You know what I mean? Just brushed her off. And I could tell by listening. I knew that they were screening the calls. And I could tell by listening that these people that were doing their best to relay their point didn't quite know how to relay their point, which allowed them to underscore what they really meant and then just throw something out there that is not real. Because to tell a whole city of people that 2 parts per billion of lead or copper in your water is acceptable, or like you shouldn't be concerned because the people that's down the street has what, 4 parts per billion? It's still lead. And it just shows me that these people will not be able to do anything. Even when they want to speak, they don't know how to speak. And the travesty is they have lead in their water. And it creates these situations. It makes them be not able to fight for themselves. They can't even relay their thoughts properly. Even though I overstand, and if I overstand, he overstood. But because it was spoken in a certain way, it gave him the opportunity to twist it all up. And I'm sitting in the background like, oh, I wish I could push one without you screening. But I know you're not going to do that. You're not going to let somebody with a legitimate question who can actually pull your coat get through on the line. But when the people that get through on the line, you get to hear what they're dealing with. And the fact that they're trying to relay to these people, yo, it's still happening. Because her question was, how long before there's a restitution for it? And he just straight played out of that answer by leaning towards, you only have 2 parts per billion. You're on the lower end. You know, and then he told those people that their lead water will not do anything to their skin. But I played on the show a clip where a lady took her daughter there and gave her a bath, and the baby broke out, had pictures and everything. You know what I'm saying? And their hair is falling out. But on this call, you told everybody that the water will not bother their skin when their babies are breaking out. Lots of babies are breaking out. You know what I mean? It's like you can't boil it to get rid of these problems. You can't do any of that stuff.
Right. It's just there.
And it's like, what are you going to do? Are you going to not do anything? You know, they put them in an impossible position. There is no help. That, you know, bringing out water, bringing water from one place to the next, as we saw in those tests, they didn't do thorough tests. But the residents did, because they're in this situation. And about 13 out of 20 bottles, you know what I'm saying, or some ridiculous number like that, still had lead in it that the people were bringing from out of town to the residents of Flint.
Right.
When the guy said they had instituted programs for food relief on this call, when we hung up the call, I asked, I said, so they're giving out food now because there's lead in the water? And she said, apples and potatoes. She said, and ain't nobody eating those potatoes. She said, because they radiated and something else, she said. Something is going on with them. She said, so if you eat that, you're going to die. They say that it's supposed to decrease your effects of lead, but the rotten potatoes or something, she said, in that way, like they're not even able to consume the food that they're bringing in. They're looking at it, something is wrong with that.
Mm.
So we're in a situation to where, you know, getting loud and voicing our opinion loudly at their doorstep isn't the move, because it stems from a deeper issue. All of these things stem from a deeper issue. And that deeper issue is, you know what I'm saying, in the spirit realm. So enough of us have to care enough to learn and to work in the spirit realm on behalf of those who cannot help themselves.
Uh-huh.
They're guarded. They're arming their guards. You know what I'm saying? They're guarding their guards now with what they call black magic. I don't know what side of the fence they on when they say that. You know what I'm saying? But I would have second thoughts about some, you know, policemen coming to my door who also know black magic.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I would have, you know, some reserves about that. So in a blatant all-out war, they're letting you know what it is that they're doing. They're letting you know, you know, they're saying there are different sides calling out for different. I'm not the first person to speak on it. I'm just the one that speaks on it this way. We can send healing, you know what I'm saying, to certain parts of the planet to do certain things. Even when the members of your family is ill, you can send healing.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that. And you can clear it right up. The thing is, if in fact you send healing and are not careful and you feel drained afterwards, you have also received some of the energy. And then you would have to know how to send that energy out into the universe so that it doesn't stay with you. Like for some of the workers who heal, you'll take a person's pain. A lot of us mothers will do that. We'll take illness from someone else, but we don't know how to turn it off. You know, some of us can't turn it off. So we'll just walk around taking illnesses from other people. And in that regard, you would need to know what to do after you have done some type of healing. You would have to create yet another channel. And the life force energy color is green to the heart chakra. So you would have to create another channel with another color and send that energy that you have picked up out from you. You know what I'm saying? That would be the way to handle that situation so that you don't walk around carrying the energy of others.
Right.
347-850-1049 is the call-in number. Y'all have about 6 minutes before you have to be on the phone line. You know what I'm saying, to hear the rest of this show. But yeah, so I'm excited. I got a couple tools. I have a new wand. I have a new crystal ball. And I just, I'm telling you, I just want to look into it. I do. I just want to play with it. And they won't let me do it until it's the time. But I know it's going to be tonight. I'm going to make it the time. I'm going to speed the time up. I have to have a space where I can play with it. It's too awesome not to play with. It is too awesome not to touch. You know what I'm saying? So I stay there because there works. Staying in tune with yourself spiritually works.
Good.
Doing
that's
that type
good.
Of work works. You know, everything else can do whatever it is going to do. As long as you're in tune with yourself spiritually, everything that you want will come right to you. You should be receiving now.
Right.
Right. You know, yeah, love it, love it, love
it. That's cool. That's cool. Is anyone out there that may have their hand up or have anything to say out there?
I don't know, but if any of you want to, you can call in, you know what I'm saying, ask a question, make a statement or something. You know, I don't know how things are moving all over the planet. I've been a little tied up on my side of town. So I haven't checked the energy out everywhere. So I don't know what people are going through. And no one has their hand up, though. They're just listening.
They're just listening.
Yeah.
That's cool, too, though. That's
good. Yeah. But it's cool. I don't really have a lot to talk about. Man, my shit be ooh-wee. It's awesome. It's awesome being me, though, but I just ooh-wee. I live a storybook life, y'all. It's like something you pick up off the shelf and you read. I'm telling you, never a dull moment in this place. Straight comedy corner. I don't know. What about magic? What type of magic have you been doing lately? That which you can share. Let's talk about magic. Since, you know what I'm saying?
Basically, just like with my charcoal and incense, just been the sage, a lot more sage lately than normal. It's funny you mentioned about energy. And I've just been burning my sage, clearing out any negative energy anywhere. Also, using things like road opener, wealthy way, high John, and just those, pretty much those are my three go-to right now. And that's what I've been using. And just writing affirmations down. And that's basically what I'm doing, usually in the mornings, most times, sometimes in the evening. But that's about it. And just kind of like clearing my space, clearing my head, just getting in tune and listening. I've been doing a lot more listening lately. So And I get a shotgun stuff told to me, like literally, y'all, like it's a shotgun at my head, like you better say this or you better do it or something will happen to you. And that's on everything. I get it a lot during the day. They'll tell me something and I have to do it or speak to someone or let someone know something. It's something. It's different all the time. And I'm still learning. There are a lot of things that I don't know. So I'm going to say I'm a babe in this. And it's fun. I'm not afraid of it like I used to be. I ran from it for years. And now I've come full circle to understand my craft and what it is I'm to do. There's a myriad of things that I'm supposed to do. I can't just name one. It's a bunch of them. And I'm steady learning and growing and loving what's going on. And I continue to talk to my ancestors, talk to my dad every day. It's almost like picking up a phone and talking to him. I'm like, yo, you know, but it's real nice now. It's nice at this point not to be afraid and to embrace it. And I know that there are a lot of people out there that are like, I don't know what's going on. People are going to think I'm crazy because I hear all these voices and stuff. Honey, it could be hundreds of them talking all at the same time. You just got to understand what's going on and listen. Just take the time to listen. That's all. Just calm your mind a little bit and just take the time to listen and be open to receive what is being downloaded. That's really what you need to do. And you may experience headaches and things start hurting, especially up in the first eye chakra, or you say third eye. But especially up in that area, up in that temple area, right between the eyebrows, where you know, you kind of make that mad face, like, damn, that hurts. That's just you opening up your penile gland, cleaning your penile gland, eating better. There's a lot of things that play into this. And you can't do it all in one day or one month. It takes time. Yeah, but you just have to continuously be open to receive. And that's what I've been doing, just been open and I'm loving this journey. There have been some mountain highs and some valley lows, trust me. But I got to keep moving, and I just keep moving through it. Now, I'll get frustrated just like the next person, pissed off, cussing, and all that stuff. Just, but I don't stay there. And that's the thing I do differently now. I don't, I just coming back full circle, my charcoals, my incense. And if you guys have any questions about that or want to know more about it, it will be available at All Eyes on Egypt very soon. So just watch
Absolutely. I think that's interesting. As you were speaking, I was thinking about a friend of mine. There was this sister named Dawn that used to come to my house And, you know, Dawn was different. And every day she would ask me, her thing was a cigarette in the morning and coffee. And, you know, I have coffee 24 hours a day. So I would have frequent visitors, and they always know that there's coffee. You know what I'm saying? So she would always come. And one day she came into my house and she said, "Do you want me to help you clean up?" And I was like, "No, nah, you're good, Dawn," because, you know, Dawn is cool with me, and she's special. So she came and she picked up the sponge anyway, and she started to wipe the refrigerator. And then she says, "You know, people think I'm crazy." I said, "Dawn, you know, it doesn't matter what people think, right?" I said, "But why do you think they think that?" And she starts laughing. She said, "I can hear people's conversations." I said, "For real? Like, what do you mean by that?" She said, "Like, across the street, I can hear them in there now. They're arguing." And I put the cloth down, and I said, "Wait a minute." I said, "You can hear them across the street right now." She said, "Yeah." And then she starts to say what they're saying. And I said, "Let's go outside." And I go outside with her. And two seconds later, they come running out the door, arguing. I said, "Whoa, you can hear all the way across the street in a house with all this as we're talking and all this stuff that's going on in my house." And she was like, "Yeah." I said, "That is so amazing." I said, "But they make you take medicine for it, though." She was like, "Yeah." And then she don't like to take the medicine because all it does is make her sleep. It makes her sleep long hours. She doesn't want to do anything. I said, "Yo, I don't care what they say. I'm here to tell you that's gangster. That she did it more than one time. It just became like our little thing. You know what I mean?" Because I know she would just tell me when she would hear certain stuff. And I'd be like, "For real?" And then we'll watch for it. And it just became our little thing. You know, and it was just, when you were talking, it made me think of her. Like, having abilities in this world can get so off balance because some of us have been in situations where we are in tune so much or open so much that things happen and we speak about it and then they want to give us medicines. They want to give us medicines because they don't want to have a conversation with you about what's really going on. They want to give you medicines to make you choose not to hear. You know what I mean? And the result of it is you become dependent on these medications that they're giving you. Your body becomes dependent on them. So if you stop taking them, there's an adverse reaction.
Right.
Which no one in your surroundings is going to want to deal with. But nobody will even take that person to a space where they can have those few days of that withdrawal from that medicine that they were forced to take because of something that happens to them naturally. No one wants to go through that so that they can get off of the medicine. They just take them right back down there to get more medicine.
Right.
When you don't know who you have in your life, you don't know what is going on. You're supposed to protect those people. You're supposed to hear. If they're not doing anything that'll harm them and harming you, you're supposed to listen. You know what I'm saying? It gets farther out there in conversations. And some people that I communicate with, they have to have, you have to pick out in their conversation what is what. In some people, because they've had the medicine and now they don't have it type stuff. But, you know what I mean? Sometimes it's not like that. Sometimes everything that they say has validity. You just don't know that it has validity because they're all over the place while they're saying it. You expect that what they're saying is supposed to have something to do with the here and now. But you don't have the ability to listen and then to go fetch, go out there and see what where that thought comes from and the validity that they just gave you about it. It could be a situation on the other side of town, but still has something to do with you. That's what I'm talking about. It's a natural thing. And I feel sad for a lot of them because I used to talk to people, you know what I'm saying, when I would go in and I'd deliver the foods and stuff like that because I really want to know how people are doing or how they're being treated. You know, and a lot of these people have wisdom beyond words. It's like all I can do is say thank you when I leave them because they helped me. All I did was bring a few things, but they wind up helping me. And you're in this place. Why? Because they don't want to answer to you being the way that you are. Extraordinary. Not crazy. You know what I'm saying? I'm not paranoid and having schizophrenia or none of that stuff like they call it. And then they diagnose you with stuff. You know, I don't get with that. But you made me think of her, and I asked that she be okay. I hope she's doing well because she's dear to me. She taught me a lot just by being herself. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Just by being herself, she taught me a lot.
Right.
Nobody else was what they say, what I say, crazy enough to listen. I listen. And that shit became fun. Like, yo, you got that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry awesome. That they're medicating you, though, you know?
Yeah, that's funny you say that, because when my dad was here on this physical plane, he used to say to me all the time, you're the only one that understands. You're the only one that understands. You're the only one. And I'm like, okay, Dad. And he used to say, because my dad was paranoid, schizophrenic, bipolar disorder. That's what they, you know, told him that's what he had or whatever.
That's
and,
that mess.
They made me sick. Stuff was off balance. Off balance. He wasn't producing enough chemicals in the brain function, this, that, and the third. Now, to tell you a little story about my dad, he probably going to pop me upside the head, but it's okay. You know, they ain't nobody judging you. But my dad was, I say I'm a product of Woodstock because my dad went to Woodstock. He said he didn't know how he got there and he don't know why he left. And he loved rock music. He loved all types of music across the board. And music was his thing. We have albums that are that range from Isaac Hayes, Frankie Beverly and Maze, to AC/DC, Kiss, Fly and the Family Stone. I mean, just across the board, he has records at my mom's house. And we love music. Listen to the turntable and everything. But he said, why am I not normal? He would ask questions like that. And I said, hold up, Dad. How about everybody else is abnormal and we're the normal? And he would say, interesting. He's like, that's real interesting. And my dad taught me about subliminal messaging. He was into quantum physics, metaphysics, all types of things, science of mind. And a lot of stuff I learned. And before he passed, I told him, I said, I'm going back to everything that you guys taught me from the beginning. I'm coming back full circle because I'm drawn to it. Yoga, my dad used to do handstands for hours.
How do they get up there? I can't. You would have to have two instructors. I can't do it. I don't even know how they do it. I just be marveling, like, wow. You just flip right up on the wall. It'd be holes everywhere. I'm sorry. I want to be able to do a handstand. Okay, I'm sorry.
You know, I can't even breathe.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh. But he would do that, and we'd, on Saturday morning, me and my brother literally would get up, get ready to watch TV. Mom would say, don't go in there and watch TV just yet. That your dad's still doing yoga. We used to walk around him, just walk, and look at him like he is literally doing a handstand with his head on the ground and elbows on the ground and just right there. Not moving, not wavering, nothing. He'd already been there for maybe an hour and a half already before we got up, and used to do it before the sun would come up. And when he would finish his yoga, the sun was up. So, I mean, just stuff like that. But they told him that he needed to have lithium and everything. And in order for him to get any help from the VA, because he was in service, he had to take this medicine.
That's how they do you.
And it had to be in his system. And if it wasn't in his system, then he couldn't receive any help.
That's how they do it. That's sad. But that is how they play.
Yes. So he got by. Sometimes he wouldn't take it. He'd take it one day, skip the next, you know, that type thing. But he'd get in there enough in his system to where he would go to the hospital. But the funny part, 2 years prior, because he passed in 2013, 2 years prior, the benign tumor that was on his liver activated just all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. That his tumor has been there for a long time, and mm-hmm. it just activated. Then all of a sudden you got liver cancer. And I'm saying all of a sudden, like, they knew that this tumor was there, and they said it was benign. They did all these tests and everything, and they said it was straddling his liver, so they couldn't lance it or anything like that. He wasn't a candidate for a liver transplant because it was a main artery running through that tumor. And just, like, somebody turned on the light switch all of a sudden. Mm. He got cancer now. Now, my dad was the epitome of health. This is a man that was carpentry. He was a subcontractor. He was one of the type of people that were on when they had the skyscrapers before they really made them big cranes. They would be up on ropes on those beams. He was one of those, building downtown Atlanta and MARTA and all types of things. Up at the crack of dawn, back home before 6, 7 o'clock or whatever, here with the family. He was a family man, this, that, and the third. And he worked up until he couldn't work anymore because his thing was he ain't working for nobody that's going to tell him what to do. He's going to do his own thing. My dad was an entrepreneur, and he had his own business all my life. But just coming back with him, it's just funny how they told him that he couldn't get any help unless he took that medicine. And I had also had a bout with the psychoanalyst or whatever, and they said, you know what, we are going to prescribe you Zoloft for 10 years.
What?
Because, yeah, they said I was clinically depressed for 10 years. Zoloft.
What?
This medication cost at the time, because I did have insurance, but with insurance it was about $100. This was about 17 years ago, yeah.
You heard the question in my head. I told you you already there. You heard that question because you came right with that answer. You heard that damn question. That's fucking awesome. I'm sorry. Yeah. That's funny. I wonder why they keep doing that shit, though. Because I went through that shit. They called it chronic depression. Mm-hmm. I asked him, I said, what does that mean? He said, you're going to have this for the rest of your life. I was like, what? You know, the days where there's nothing that anybody can do. I can't reach me. You can't reach me either. We're just going to wait. He said chronic. Mm-hmm. And he started naming shit that I'm supposed to take. I ain't took none of that ever. I said, well, if it's chronic and I'm going to have it for the rest of my life, I'm just going to learn to deal with it without that. And I was determined. Even after my mom passed, it took me 3 years to stop crying. They had to prescribe me like 4 or 5 different things. I had bottles every fucking way. I wouldn't know what NAM pill looked like. It took me 3 years to do it by myself after losing her. I just was determined. You know what I mean? Because I know the outcome of that shit. I know it. And that shit hard now. Trying to go through it by yourself, that shit hard. Because everybody else, by the time they 2-3 weeks up, they happy and shit. They don't give a fuck about none of this shit. And I can't reach nothing. I'm way in the back in the dark somewhere. So, yeah, I just think it's interesting how they, you know what I'm saying, want to make it seem like there's something wrong. That just means that we feel deeply. We feel shit on a whole nother level.
Exactly.
You know? I took it,
well, I listened to him for a minute, and this was before really just accepting my gifts and everything. I knew about him, but I was like, okay, I'm going to take it. And I took it for about between the span of 1 to 3 months. And then I stopped. And I was like, I can't do this. I can't. The first month, it felt like it was a placebo because I was pretending I was all happy. And I said, I know how to switch this because the guy that had observed me, he said, you know how to switch it on and off. You can turn it on and off when you want to. I said, oh, really? And I had no idea what he was talking about. He said, yeah. He said, you could take it. You could take everything, just work, just like everything is normal. Nobody will ever know anything and come back home and pick it back up. Nobody will know anything that if there was anything wrong with you at all. I said, okay. But I took the first placebo for the first month. And then the other two months, I took it and then I stopped. And I was like, I don't need this. Threw it all down the toilet. So I don't need this. I ain't looked back since. That was 17 years ago. So, let's see. Because at the time, they said, and I was pregnant with Dexter, my son. And they said that it would not harm the baby. Now it's down to the things that come out. It's talking about Zoloft lawsuits and this, that, and the third. So I called and I told them I took it for this period of time. And they said, well, your son doesn't have the stuff that we're looking for. We're looking for birth defects, holes in the head, hole in the heart, you know, physical ailments, you know, retardation, this type thing. So you mean to tell me that this medicine that I took 17 years ago, being pregnant, now if I just didn't, if I just went ahead and listened to you all and took it while I was still pregnant and had birthed my child, you mean to tell me my child would come out with a hole in your head and everything, and you would tell me, well, we don't know how that happened? And then come down 17 years later, here you go talking about a daggone lawsuit.
Right.
Really, people? That's the part that really tripped me out, and I'm the one that's supposed to be crazy now. Okay?
Right.
Y'all got to be kidding me. You've got to be kidding me. And then you running people like Dr. Sebi, I believe, and other people like that out of the country, or you're killing them. Like the holistic doctors that are dying in Florida, that are being killed in Florida, that we know of, but there could be some somewhere else.
In Georgia too. A couple of them left Florida and lived in Georgia. You know what I mean? And it's the same thing happened.
And that makes no sense. No sense at all. And I've been watching these new things that they put out. Nobody's paying attention. If you all will look at these commercials, listen to the music that they're playing, look at the pictures that they're portraying about everybody being happy, and literally listen to the words. Now, you may have to watch the commercial twice. Look and see at the music and see what they're doing. And then the second time when you watch the commercial, close your eyes when they say the side effect could be sometimes within the first three words, death. But nobody's listening. Attention, we're looking at the music. I mean, listening to the music and looking at the pictures. Everybody's running, happy-go-lucky, this, that, and the other. 6 months down the road, did you take XYZ pill? Call this number. There may be a lawsuit. Do you have these type of side effects or whatever? Sweetheart, radio land, holes in your heart, you can't heal. Okay? You can't. Pinholes in your heart, you can't heal. All right? So just be warned, please listen. That man-made stuff that they're making, just like the GMOs and all this other stuff, this stuff that we're putting in our bodies, it's just like lead. It's just like lead. And once it gets in there, it's messing you up. And you're looking for a cure-all for something that all you have to do is just go within. Once again, it all comes back to going within, period. You can heal yourself. It's not a problem. Everybody wants these fast, quick healing. But that problem didn't come. It may have looked like it came fast, but it didn't. It just started building and growing and growing and growing until it got to a point where now you notice it. But it's this big monstrosity in your face now. And all the time it started off like a pinhead, but you wasn't paying attention. That's all. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. I didn't mean to go and talk into a thyroid about
that. That's
amazing,
though. No, that's what's up. You know, you can definitely speak on how things are moving. That is so what's up. I think it's interesting that, you know, that was a part of the diagnosis given, though. I think it's intentionally done. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
To kind of deaden you from who you are. This is how I diagnose depression. You have taken in some form of pain, because normally there has to be a starting point. So whatever that pain is that you took in that was so deep for you to hold on to, you continue to hold on to it. So after that thought of that, whatever that situation is that leads to that pain, you got another thought that's negative and another thought that's negative and another thought. So now you're compiling all the negative situations that you can ever think about on top of that. And the whole issue is with all of those negative thoughts being piled up like they are, there is no way for you to be swinging in the other direction because you haven't put any fuel in the other direction. The thing, the issue happens when you feel all of those thoughts that you're having. You know what I'm saying? There's feelings because the universe responds to the way that you feel, not what you put, you know, and saying out of your mouth or any of that, but how you feel. Mm-hmm. So if you are feeling, you're reliving each one of those negative situations to the point where you can feel the pain out of each one of those, and it becomes bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. That means not only are you an empath, able to feel other people's stuff, you feel deeply on your own stuff. And you can go back into your past and feel the situations again that have hurt you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Even greater than a lot of people. So they would attempt to have that part become docile in you rather than to explain it to you. Okay, the way that you do it is when it happens, you now have a good thought. Regardless of what the good thought is, and regardless of if you only have one in this hour or one, but you have a consciousness that exists within there that you can just have a good thought. And the more good thoughts you have, I don't care if it's something that you like. I like this coffee. I like my cigarette. I like, you know what I'm saying? In the midst of you feeling the way that you're feeling in what they call in depression, have good thoughts. Take a moment just to actually think of what it tastes like to drink that coffee or, you know what I'm saying, drink that tea and how good it tastes and have that thought. Before you know it, those few thoughts that you get in will help you to bounce in the other direction faster. It's about being balanced. It's not about having some type of medication that suppresses that other side of you. It's about knowing how to move through it. And the deeper it goes, the deeper it goes, like going out into the ocean, but you're going out into the ocean to retrieve parts of yourself. So on days where it happens for me sometimes, I can't speak. Because it doesn't matter what I say, I'm not going to be able to express where I am. And I know that I'm there. And I know that nothing that I say is going to relay where this is that I am to anyone, nor can anyone say anything to me to bring me out of here. I'm standing in that space with that knowing. And that influences what it is that I do. At that point, I accept where it is that I am, that I don't have a space where I can identify where it comes from. I can ask out of my mouth, where is this coming from? And whether or not I'm shown is another whole situation. But one thing that I grab onto quickly is that this energy will not last because I have to move it faster in my life now. It won't last. Oh, this is just temporary. Oh, this is just today. And then I start giving it time frames. You know what I mean? So they can go ahead and move out. Whereas some people can have 3 days, 4 days, a week. You know what I'm saying? Depending on how much of the negative they're feeding themselves to keep feeding that energy. But it's a process that you can do within yourself. But they don't want to just tell you that because just for that, that didn't cost anything. You see what I'm saying? That doesn't require you harming yourself at all. That only requires that you work on yourself, Physician, heal thyself. All you have to do is have the diagnosis of what is wrong, and you heal yourself. You don't go outside to some other being, you know what I mean, and ask them to do it for you or to give you something that will just help you feel numb. It's not going to take it away. And now you have to keep taking it in order for it to keep making you feel however that shit is. Right. You know what I mean? That's the thing. That's more money. Somebody is paying for that. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole shit with it. Like, no, we don't need that. They just need to explain what's going on. And with a large population of people that have been put in situations where they have to have that in order to get the assistance, those people can't do much about it. You know, I happen to know a couple of people that are in that situation. They can't do anything about it because they have gotten accustomed to feeling like these beings owe them something for all the things that they have done to them. So the VA owes them, the ones that I know, feels like they are owed this, and if that means that they have to take this in order to get it, then they're going to take it because they're going to make sure they get what they're owed from them for all the damage that they have done to them. And these people know they have been damaged by the VA. They know where their problems come from. You know what I mean? It's like a cycle that can't be broken once you get in that and on that level. But everything that ails us is something that we can have the diagnosis and we can rectify it ourselves. Bipolar, so what? Yes, you're supposed to be able to be happy and sad, but some people will tell you you're not supposed to be happy and sad at the same time. Some people say you ain't supposed to be that way. Who tells you what's not supposed to? If it wasn't supposed to happen, it wouldn't happen. It's like, who are you? How are you going to say that the wiring that another being has is not something that should exist? Because it does exist. It's like saying, you know, you shouldn't have brown skin, but you have brown skin. That don't make sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
It is the way it is already. So it's like, again, outside forces being able to have influence on what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Outside forces are able to determine whether or not we grow or whether or not we find out why it's different or why you can hear all these things talking. And if you're hearing these beings and these voices talking and they're telling you to do things that are wicked, you have gotten yourself into something. That's all that is. You've gotten yourself into something, some kind of gateway. I don't know if you played with a Ouija board. I don't know if you know what I'm saying, you walked into some shit you ain't had no idea what you was walking into, but you got yourself into something. So these beings are the voices that you hear. You can counteract that still with the positive thought. It's a lot more difficult with all of them talking at the same time. As I told you, I had that experience where I could hear the voices that a person was hearing. And there was a lot of them, and it was fucking me up. I was like, yo, how do you handle that? You know what I mean? So when it gets to be loud like that, I know that you be wanting instant silence. But you have to exercise them one at a time. That's the best way to do it. Attack each one. It's a fight. You against all those voices because of where you have walked yourself into or whatever that situation is that opened that doorway for you to hear that. You can, after you get rid of those voices, envision yourself closing the door so they can't come back. See how simple it is?
Mm-hmm.
It's just that simple. Because they're coming in the spirit world, so in the spirit world, you close the door so they can't come back. That didn't take no hours on a chair, and it doesn't take any drugs.
Mm-hmm.
It just takes you doing the spiritual work. They have made it be that we have become unknowingly lazy. We don't even know what we're supposed to be doing. Therefore, we don't know that we're lazy to our mission. But we can understand that we're not where we're supposed to be. We all have that feeling. You know what I'm saying? We all know when it's like that, if we miss a beat. You know what I mean? But we don't know how to diagnose what that is or how to fix it if we miss a beat. Certain things we're not being told. So, you know, I'd be like, man, these people get paid hella money.
They do.
Just lie to folk or just string you along. Oh, just tell me how you feel, darling. Let me, you know, just how do you feel about that? And then you say something else and how do you feel about that? So you're actually working out your own problem. You might as well go in the room and lay on a chair and ask yourself questions and then answer. Or have somebody else ask you questions and then you just answer. Or just talk to yourself as if you're hearing them ask you the question and answer out loud. The same way you would do in that session. You save yourself a whole lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
To pay somebody who is not there to help you. They're only there to help you figure this out yourself. And they never show the stories of the people who are left in a situation where they figure a thing out or they answer the question themselves right, and then they go and act on it because they think they figured it out, and then they mess up again. You know what I'm saying? They don't talk about those people. They don't ever talk about that. Now, you done made a decision because you are left to make your own decisions in these places. So you make your own decision, you go according to that, and now you lose 3 more months of time. But it's okay because you can still come back and now tell them about what just happened in your life as if it's something brand new.
Mm-hmm.
Not even attached to the fact that you made the wrong decision when you were on that chair. Because, see, you're under therapy. You shouldn't be making wrong decision on that chair. But if you make a wrong decision, you're so trained by that whole session that you'll just think it's a new situation that popped off in your life. That's what I'm talking about. You're woven into that system now. You think you need them. And it don't matter whether you are able to help yourself out or not. They're not going to help you out. They're just going to sit there and, you know what I'm saying, Google and shit while you're talking.
Okay. Google, Doodle, whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
And
all
they're doing is doing the same thing that we're doing, talking. You're just holding the conversation. It may be mostly one-sided, but you're really just holding the conversation, basically with yourself. And it's just there is somebody there. There's a soundboard. I call them soundboards. Soundboard right there. Just to hear your thoughts as you express them, as you speak about it, as you speak on it.
Right.
That's it.
Now, they have a license, though.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, 100. I've been hearing some people pay ridiculously more than that. That shit is, you know, crazy. They're not going to even tell you. Like, ask them, if you ask them a direct question, what should I do? They're not going to answer you.
Mm-mm.
They're not going to tell you what they think you should do. Right.
They're going to come back
They're
with
not
going to
do
what
that.
What do you think you should do?
Right.
That's it.
And they have the degrees and all that now. They done went to school for all these years and all of that just to have you talk to yourself. Just to, you know, because they're never going to tell you, even if they have a situation to which it could be not just client to doctor. It could be human to human. And it's a situation to which you have direct wisdom in. And you won't give them even your experience and your wisdom, but you have the credentials. You won't say anything, though. You'll just leave them out there to keep going around and around and around. That's crazy. It's unfortunate, and it's crazy.
The thing that trips me out, you mentioned a very important word, credentials. It's so funny that people put so much stock in that. I look at credentials like titles, when they have titles. Oh, the CEO or the CFO, or I'm a doctor, I'm a PhD, or I'm a juris doctorate, or something like that. Okay, I believe those titles belong with the car salesman because they love titles, you know. But when they ask you, you know, well, what do you do for a living? Well, I'm a lawyer or attorney at law or whatever. I just graduated from Harvard or whatever. And it's like, oh, you know, all they're doing is pumping you up so you can go ahead and sign that paper, drop that money, and buy this car. That's the only time I feel like that's important. And even then, it's not even important. It's just a pompous act. But I saw this meme that was on Facebook one time, and it said, you can get your education free of charge. It's called a public library, and people don't utilize that. And a few years ago, they were trying to close a lot of the libraries in Atlanta.
I remember.
And they were having to send out, and I was trying to sign every petition I could and send an email to everybody because people don't understand. These pieces of paper that abound in these books with this information helps you. Google knows a whole hell of a lot. They downloaded this information into this system, which is wonderful. Like when you say, okay, Google, here it goes. It does a click and everything because they're listening on every device that you have, your TVs, your phones, and all that. But they can't listen when you're turning pages and you're reading a book or you're writing, and people don't do that anymore. They're even taking cursive writing out of the elementary school.
I heard about that.
It's just like people, y'all are not even, you're not even paying attention. They're taking cursive writing out of the elementary school, so the children are not really going to learn how to write. They want you on this pad, on this piece of paper, this device. I'm not piece of paper, this device that acts as a piece of paper. Go ahead and sign your name here. You know, you could do everything electronically now. Hell, I signed my taxes electronically with a finger on the screen. There you go. Bam.
Amazing.
So it's like you're getting rid of paper. The paper is obsolete. Ugh, I don't like paper. Now this generation is talking about, ew, paper, books, what is that? What is a card catalog? I don't know how to look that up. I got Google. Like they had a commercial, Comcast commercial, Google it, telling the child, Google it, Google it, Google it. Really? When are you going to stop and help this child? Everything is Google, Google, Google. Okay, Google is great. I take nothing from Google. You learn a whole lot of information. But at the same time, books are just as important. They are.
Yep.
They may be boring to some people because we don't have the pretty little pictures and the glossy pages and all that stuff. We ain't got all that, okay? But I'm just saying, books are just as important. They have a lot of books. I got a book from 1814 called The Master Key. That ain't on Google.
Huh.
I look for it. Written in 1814. It ain't
wow.
in Google. And I'm sitting up here like, okay, all right. And I love to collect books. And for those of you guys that don't know Radioland, I am a library. I collect books. I have more books than I have clothes and shoes combined, period. Books on
Amazing.
Everything. Literature on a lot of things. Because I'll feel the energy from the book. I need this. I may not need it, but I need it at that time if I need to purchase it or someone's giving it to me. And then not too long afterwards, I'll talk with someone. They'll say something, and I'll say, oh, wait a minute, I might have that. And I'll go and get it, or I'll try to locate it or something. So it's very important, and this is it's almost like the books are becoming dinosaurs, like they're going to be extinct after a while.
Right.
And if we're going to live like that movie with Denzel Washington, the book of Eli, where they were burning everything, if y'all have
right.
seen that movie. I've seen part of it, but when they were burning the books, some books were illegal, whatever. I didn't see the whole thing. But I'm just saying, are we going to get to that point? I don't understand people. I don't understand.
And Googling makes you slow. They said that the computer was the worst thing that could have been invented for us. Because even though we think that everything moves fast and we're able to access lots of information, it makes our brain slow. Our brains are underdeveloped because we are not reading, because we are on the computers. And that's one of the sciences about it that I didn't know until I had to, you know what I'm saying, go back into some of the studies and like, wait a minute. Because in reading, you're having to do things, you know what I'm saying, with your cognitive abilities that you don't have to do here. You know, they like to do the videos with the images and all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it makes you lazy in that regard, too. Because if you're reading something from the book itself, is what you're reading it, you're going to pick up on other things.
Uh-huh.
You're going to pick up on things that may open up doors while you're reading those pages.
Right.
But reading trains the brain. It helps your brain develop. Even as an adult, your brain is still developing. Nobody knew that. Most adults' brains stop developing because they stop reading.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They don't understand that one book leads to another book that leads to another book that leads to now you know a channel, you know what I mean, that is working for you.
Mm-hmm.
In the way of the ancients. The ancients didn't use Google.
No.
You know what I'm saying? The ancestors used books. Certain books, even the pages, do certain things.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Certain alchemy explains certain things.
Right.
You can go in the library and get stuck in that mug because you're on your own quest that nobody around know but you and possibly the librarian if she peeps you.
Okay. What you talking about? Woo.
I'm telling you.
I've done that on many occasions. And being young, I love books at a young age. As I know, I think I got it from my dad anyway, to be a book collector. And I used to love to read. I had authors, Paula Danziger, Judy Blume, authors like that.
I like Judy Blume.
Yeah, she's still writing too. But I just love to sit there in the library when we had telephones that hung on the wall, y'all. With the cord, and if you got popped in the head by your mama because you're being bad, that cord reached a long way to pop your ass. But anyway, the librarian at Adams Park Library call me and tell me when there would be a new Judy Blume or Paula Danziger book. And I'd be like, mama, you got to go to the library. I got to go check this book out. People don't do that anymore. They don't do that anymore. And I try to explain to my children, because I still have my books from those two authors. But I tell them, you know, hey, take a look at this, read this. I've given books away, and I still have plenty of books, but it's just read this. Take a moment to read it. And shows like Reading Rainbow, those were my favorite shows because they used to get all the books.
Mine too.
Come on. They don't even have a show like that now, I don't think. I haven't seen lately. And Georgia Public Television was awesome. I don't even know if it still exists or not. I'm just saying, stuff like this that was educational and you could learn. Now we got this crazy guy, SpongeBob, Simpsons.
Retarded
and,
shit. Shit that has been
South
determined
Park.
To make
right.
you stupid. Want snacks
exactly.
and shit.
Okay.
Yeah,
so,
that's crazy.
I
think we got about 5 minutes left on the show because I only scheduled a 45-minute show tonight.
Okay.
Because I knew that, you know, my energy was left, right, and up. So
see?
It just wasn't no telling. You know,
left,
just in case
right,
I know
up.
It's
okay.
Friday. Everybody might have stuff to do, you know what I mean? I can't wait to get started Googling. I'm going to have to have
too.
Me a library like you. I'm going to have to come to you. We're going to set the whole library up. And I want you to have one of the big ladders. That I can ride, slide down the wall. You have got to have one of those. I'm telling you,
awesome.
I have got to have a feather in my hand and just slide down the wall.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But that's what's
wow.
up. I want to do some studying. Tomorrow is the Sabbath. And with it being the Sabbath, I ran across a series called The Journey Within. And I think I want to play The Journey Within on tomorrow's show. You know, the
okay.
Sabbath is a day we don't do any work, but I may as well give you something that can help you, you know, and if you are able to listen, you can listen while you're doing whatever, working or not working, but whatever you're doing around your house, because I don't suggest anybody work on the Sabbath. But, you know, we're going to go through the Journey Within series. It's about four different ones, and I don't know, maybe about 10 minutes apiece. Something like that, you know,
okay.
but I think that everybody would benefit from a routine introduction into something that can actually help you during this time, you know, because we've been talking about going within self and all of that stuff. So I'm going to give y'all a formula and let you hear it right here on Divine Mothers Radio, and we can talk about it, you know what I mean? I probably won't play it straight through, depending. Maybe I'll play two and then take a break and then play two more. Just in case there are things that need to be covered. But I think that it's pretty much self-explanatory. So, yeah, that's what I'm going to do tomorrow. And I'm going to go ahead and set it up now because that's my issue. I'm always downloading right before the show. You know what I mean? I don't know. I move in crunch time. Like, that's right before that explosion comes. That's when I get through the door. That's just how I move. You know what I'm saying?
It's
so,
fun.
Yeah. But I'm going to do it this shadow because I already said I'm not going to do any work. So I'm going to go ahead when this is over, and I'm going to upload those vids for y'all on tomorrow. We take all suggestions. Everybody who, you know, want us to talk about something, you know, let us know where you are in magic or not. And with the children, I always want to hear about it. I always want to hear what's going on, you know. And tomorrow is supposed to be the teen show, too. So I think we're going to do two shows. So I'll probably do that other show earlier. Because I be wanting to do stuff like around noon sometimes. But I'll send a blast out at least an hour before showtime and for both of them. Because I want to still get with my youth on tomorrow at 9. So I'm going to keep the youth show popping. And I'll just let everybody know, you know what I'm saying, ahead of time.
Sounds right. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up. Thank y'all for joining me. Thank you, Jasmine. You know, I'm about to get to it. I'm about to get straight in this Google zone and ride this alchemy. I'm going to ride this alchemy straight to where it's taking me because I feel it calling me. But I'm going to end the show before they try to. You know how they do me.
Hello. Don't do the voice because then I'll think it's her and then I'll hang up. Don't do that.
You funny. Okay. Okay. I need to get with you, too. Well, it ain't enough hours, man. Matter of fact, I'm going to call you in a minute because, I'm telling you. Anyway, thank y'all for tuning in. I will catch y'all tomorrow on the Sabbath. All right. Peace out. You're funny. I'm going to deep meditate y'all up out of here. Hotel.
Hotel.